turn to our section called Innovators in Action. And I'm going to call on our first speaker, Louis Cote, who is the Director of Human Resources and Information and Planning, Montreal Health and Social Services Agency. I also note in his resume that he's published on restructuring and reform in the public sector in Quebec. It's kind of an interesting topic, one of my areas of interest as well. And I think he has something to do with the H1N1 program here, which is why he has to leave and why we're changing the order. Maybe we can get a ticket from him.
That's true that I will have to leave after my presentation because we have a meeting at 9:30 with the school boards, the five school board of Montreal, to finalize the organization of the vaccination of the 245,000 children that are attending our schools here on the island of Montreal. So my organization is... has the duty to govern the health and social services network of the Montreal region in order to improve performance and therefore contribute to improving the health and well-being of the population. And we have 1.8 million people living on the island of Montreal, and the island of Montreal is organized in 12 boroughs that are under the responsibility of a health and social service center, what we call in French C3S, C3S. And these 12 centers right now are operating massive vaccination centers all around the island of Montreal, open from 8 in the morning to 8 in the evening, 7 days a week right now. Our responsibility will go fast. You know, we are in charge of evaluating the health and well-being of the population. We are in charge of public health, and we are in charge of financing and coordinating the health and social service on the island of Montreal. And we have in our network to finance and coordinate 12 health and social service centers. Five of them have an hospital center. We have 15 hospitals here in Montreal, 8 public independent residential long-term care centers, 2 child and youth protection centers, 9 rehabilitation centers, and we are financing 44 private institutions and over 600 community organizations. So the network, we have over 85,000 people working inside the network of Montreal, so it's a quite big network, and it's a network, it's not a corporation, so each and every one of the institution have its own board of administrators and also their own executive director, so we have to work with our institution, and we are not a single organization like you have, for example, in Alberta or where the government is managing directly all the institutions. Why do we need healthy workplaces? To improve the health of workers in the community, to maintain and improve staff involvement, to improve institutional power to attract and retain staff, and to improve staff attendance and availability at work. Our workers have a poorer health status than the population in general. That's strange, but that's true. Because it's a very stressful environment working in hospitals, and that's explained one of our problems. And also we have an aging workforce. That's why we have to invest in healthy workplace strategies. So we try in Montreal to develop an integrated vision for the island of Montreal, and we encourage our institution to adopt and implement an employer of choice strategy. This kind of a strategy, UWIT, big firm, you know, in consulting and health, they have defined an employer of choice strategy as an integrated approach, and you have to have an organizational health management strategy with two components, the alignment of the culture with the business strategy, and that's a very important item in the strategy, to mobilize employees, and also to have individual health management elements in your strategy to promote health and prevention in your staff, and also to have individual help for workers that have problems with their health, mental health or physical health, or they have accidents, things like that. But the first one, the alignment of the culture with the business strategy is a key feature of an employer of choice strategy. And mobilization, the second one, according to Hewitt, talking, your worker will speak of the organization in a positive manner, they will stay with your organization, and they will surpass limits. And there are five characteristics of employer of choice. The management team inspires employees. The results are attributable to employees. The organization has a distinctive culture. Talent development is a priority, and human resources practices are consistent and effectively implemented. And the results, you will have better success in attaining your goals, high staff morale, ability to attract and retain staff, and a higher productivity than other organizations in your field if you implement an employer of choice strategy. We are supporting three of these kind of strategy. The first two are really employer of choice strategy because they provide an alignment of the culture with the goal that are pursuing our organization. That's HPH and Plaintree. Healthy enterprise is more targeted towards the manpower of the organization, towards the workers, but not towards the culture of the organization. So HPH was developed after the Ottawa Charter that define health promotion as the process of enabling people to increase control over and to improve their health. It is not just the responsibility of the health sector, but goes beyond healthy lifestyles to well-being. And after the Ottawa Charter, there were healthy cities, organizations that were developed internationally, health-promoting hospitals, also in Europe, healthy workplaces, and healthy communities. All these current organizations were developed after the Ottawa Charter. And what they do is try to integrate health promotion into setting management strategies. What is a healthy setting strategy? A healthy setting is the place or social context in which people engage in daily activities in which environmental, organizational, and personal factors interact to affect health and well-being. And when you have a setting strategy, you will try to create healthy and sustainable working, learning, and living environments. Excuse me for my English because usually I speak French. Integrate health into routine life and core business of the setting. That's a very important feature. And the third one is to contribute to the health, well-being, and sustainability of the wider community. These are the three components of a healthy setting strategy. And HPH is a healthy setting strategy. So the WHO HPH network was initiated to integrate the ideas, values, and standards of health promotion within the structure and organizational culture of health services and hospitals, and to improve the health of users, their family members, staff, and the community. Right now there are 35 networks, 744 hospitals or health services are member in 30 states. We're the first a network outside Europe here in Montreal. After that, we helped to develop a network in Toronto, and right now we have two networks in the United States, in Connecticut and in Pennsylvania. HPH network, if you are a member of this network, you will try to implement five standards. Have a written health promotion policy at the organizational level. Assess users' need for health promotion in partnership with them. Provide patients with information on the key factors concerning their disease or state of health. Develop a healthy workplace strategy for the workers and maintain collaboration with the community. So the Montreal HPH network, we have right now 19 members. We will reach the 12 health and social service centers in a few weeks. We have the three teaching hospitals of the island of Montreal. McGill University Health Center is a member, two university institutes, and two affiliated hospitals. So we have a good penetration inside our own regional network. And we start in 2006 a specific project, you know, to help our health and social service center to improve the health of their staff. So we have a funding. We pay half of the cost, the center, half the other half, and we provide a program that was developed by the Montreal Art Institute. And this program was successfully implemented before in a private organization, Visa Desjardins. The goal of this program is to help the staff to adapt to change following transformation in the network and to encourage staff members to take control of their physical and psychological health through a personalized approach. And each participant in this program benefits from personalized medical checkups, lectures, and suggestions for priority health action to take. And the program's success depends on taking a preventing approach for that is voluntary for all employees, implementing a sustained global approach inside the organization, creating an individual approach with support, and making the program a part of the organization's strategic plan. We feel that HPH and PleanTree are two complementary strategies and two good employer of choice strategy. So we support first HPH, and now we are supporting PleanTree. PleanTree, the HPH network, as you see, there is a specific standard for developing a healthy workplace. And PleanTree, they have 11 criteria. PleanTree is an American organization that now is becoming international. And the first criteria is the presence of frameworks necessary for the implementation of the patient-centered concept. So the key point of PleanTree is patient-centeredness, healthy and human workplace, education and information for patients, involvement of family members, nutrition programs, calming environment, healing environment, access to arts, spirituality and diversity, integration of alternative therapies, healthy community, measurement and assessment. And a PleanTree organization is dedicated to creating humane and welcoming healthcare environments that maximize patient chances for healing and to provide a work setting that is focused on staff well-being. So, as you can see, both models are complementary. There is a higher stress in PleanTree on the need and preference to answer really the need and preferences of the staff, of the users, of the community, and in HPH, a stronger stress on health promotion, the improvement of health and well-being. But both models are complementary. We have published a study demonstrating that both models can be really complementary. And inside our network, the red, if you see the red signs, these institutions are blending HPH and PleanTree. So that is the case at the Centre Hospitalier de l'Université de Montréal, the Centre Hospitalier Universitaire Saint-Justine, McGill University Health Center, Institut Universitaire de Gériatrie de Montréal, and also the Health and Social Service Center of Quebec, north part of Quebec City, and that is an affiliated member with our network. So you see that these institutions blend both. Some institutions stick with HPH, and you have some institutions in Montreal that are only PleanTree, the Centre Hospitalier Maimonides and Raymond de Roire Institute. And just remind that it's because of the alignment of culture with the goal of the institution. You know, if you are in a rehabilitation center like Institut Raymond de Roire or a long-term care center like Maimonides, the patient-centeredness is a key element that is very well aligned with your mission. And if you are a health and social service center, to improve the health of the community is a key point. And all our health social service centers are working with the school boards, for example, to implement healthy schools in the island of Montreal, healthy cities also. So, and the third one is Healthy Enterprise that was launched. It's a project that was developed with the private sector in Quebec, the public sector, the government of Quebec, and it's a standard that was developed by the Quebec Standard Bureau. And the Healthy Enterprise Standard is a concrete result of the government action plan for the promotion of healthy lifestyles and the prevention of related problems. It is supported by our Ministry of Health and Social Services. And a healthy enterprise The aim is to maintain and sustainably improve the health of people in the workplace by integrating the value of employee health in management practices, creating favorable conditions that make people want to take responsibility for their health, and acquiring good habits and maintaining a healthy workplace. So this standard leads companies or organizations to adapt their management in four different areas of activities: employee habits, work-personal life balance, working environment, and management practices. And you can be certified healthy enterprise. You have two levels, healthy enterprise or healthy enterprise elite, depending on the level of implementation of the concept. But healthy enterprise, you can implement it in a bank, in a car company, in a hospital. So some of our institutions are complaining to use the healthy enterprise concept and blend it with HPH or blend it with Plain Tree or begin by healthy enterprise as their strategy. And our ministry will evaluate the result using seven indicators: the turnover rate, the position vacancy rate, the hours of training and professional development offered to the personnel, overtime, salary insurance ratio, frequency and severity of accidents, and staff satisfaction. What is at stake for us? Four things that we have to discuss. You know, the integration versus competition between models. There is a risk that you say, I am Plain Tree, it's better than HPH. HPH is better than Plain Tree. Green Hospitals is better than HPH. And the battle of brands. Another thing that is at stake is the affiliation with regional, national, and international partnership networks. We feel that HPH, for example, and Plain Tree, these are international organizations linked with WHO, so for us it's a plus. Integration with the national accreditation systems. In the health sector, we have an accreditation system. So Plain Tree is an accreditation system, a private accreditation system, but we have a national accreditation system. So it's an issue, you know, to integrate both. And finally, result assessment, to measure the results, to invest in resources to measure the results, because institutions do not have really the means to invest in structured research program to evaluate the results. They will use the results to adjust their strategies, but they are not able themselves to launch a huge program, you know, of follow-up and measurement. So we have to solve it. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much, and I have to compliment the speakers on their timing. They're right on schedule, so that's great. This will leave us ample time for discussion at the end.